Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today, sunlight will soothe and warm your body. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet, slowly move up to your head, and end by thinking about your entire body. Now, let's find your sunbeam. It is in a warm and bright green meadow. The grass is soft and fluffy, waving in the gentle breeze. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as sunlight shines on your toes. Are your toes feeling cozy and warm? Does the grass tickle the bottom of your feet? Breathe like a dragon in and out. And enjoy the sun's warmth. Think about your legs. They are covered in a blanket of light. Your legs are warm and tingling, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the cozy sunlight. Focus on your tummy. How does it feel? The sun gently warms your belly. Relax into the soft green grass and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open with your fingers spread out, allowing shoots of grass to pop up between them. Your hands relax as the sun's warmth surrounds them. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the sunlight gently warm them as you rest your arms in the grass. Focus on your shoulders as they soften in the sunlight. You relax into the soft grass and breathe like a dragon. In and out. The sunlight hugs your shoulders gently. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft. Feel the sun cover your head with a cozy glow. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sun gently warms your face, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Your head rests on a soft pillow of grass. Now, your whole body is bathed in sunlight as the cozy sunbeam covers your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, neck, and head like a sparkling blanket. Relax and feel the sun hug you as you rest in the soft grass. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take 3 more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you were tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Aue Island. Our story today is The Search. Sunlight flickered at the entrance of the dragon's cave, gently teasing the sleepy dragon to come outside. The dragon smiled and remembered the owl's tale, the story of Opal, the ancient oak, chopped down to a stump and now sustained through the love and energy of the other trees through their roots, had really impressed the caring dragon. Now that the dragon had satisfied the forest animal's curiosity, it was time to search for that magnificent tree. The determined dragon sat up from the mossy bed and stretched. First, it was time to think about how to approach the challenge. It would be difficult to spot the stump flying above. The other trees would have Opal shielded, so the dragon would need to explore on foot. The dragon had never seen the tree stump, so the oak was probably farther into the forest than the dragon had been. The dragon needed to plan to find a way home, since the oak stump was probably in an area of the forest where it would be easy to get lost. The dragon looked around the cave and found some sparkling rocks. They would work great. The dragon could set them on the ground as a clue of which way to go. The dragon filled a little bag with the sparkling rocks and set off on the adventure. The forest felt peaceful today. Sunshine filtered through the trees and danced on the ground as branches swayed and leaves fluttered in the breeze. Everything looked very familiar. All the paths were open and friendly. The dragon knew from Odin, the owl's story, that Opal, the oak stump, was tucked deep in the forest, far away from the easy paths. Looking carefully at the trees and the ground for any sign of an old path, the observant dragon noticed that the trees seemed to be growing closer together. The dragon smiled, thinking this was probably the way to the old oak. the clever dragon took a sparkling rock out of the bag and placed it on the ground outside one tight opening. The dragon weaved through the tight trees, stopping occasionally to set a sparkling rock on the ground to show the way home. Now the trees were so close, it was becoming difficult for the dragon to get through. As the dragon squeezed between two pine trees, it thought they mumbled something. Listening intently, the dragon decided it must have been the wind. The dragon kept moving forward, careful to move the branches gently when they were in the way. Voices echoed in the wood. "Look at this one. Do you think it's okay to let it by? See how gently it moves our branches? I think it's okay." Now the dragon knew it was the trees who were whispering, not the wind. Opal the oak must be close. The trees must have sensed the kindness of the dragon, because they began to move their branches gently out of the way so the dragon could pass through. Weaving through the last bit of the tight forest, the dragon finally reached a slight opening. Sunshine brightly on a large stump, surrounded by happy purple and white flowers. The dragon smiled, knowing that this must be Opal the oak. The dragon stood still for a moment, taking in the energy of peace, love, and an ancient wisdom that filled the air. After such a hike, the dragon needed a little rest and wanted to ask if that was okay. Just as the dragon began a deep dragon breath to use the fire speak, it realized that the fire would frighten the trees. So how would the dragon communicate with them to ask for a moment to rest? The dragon decided to try gestures. First, the dragon smiled at the trees, and closing its eyes, brought its paws together next to its face. The dragon looked around to see if the trees seemed to understand. There was a gentle breeze, and the willow whispered, "Have a seat." The dragon was happy to be understood and gently sat next to Opal. From the story, the dragon knew that all the surrounding trees were rooted to the magnificent stump. The connections between all the trees were strong, and now the dragon was part of that connection. The dragon nodded thanks to all the trees, including Opal. Then, the dragon yawned, careful to stay fire-free. The dragon took a deep breath in and out. And settled in next to the wise stump. Slowly, the sleepy dragon curled up, with its tail providing a nice hug. The peaceful dragon smiled, and grateful thoughts rolled through its mind. Thankful to have found the wonderful stump, the little dragon was happy Odin had shared the lovely story. The dragon was grateful to be able to spend some time in the calm, wise, and loving energy surrounding Opal. Somehow, the dragon would spread this feeling throughout the forest and other lands. With eyes closed, the little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug, and then relaxed. With a deep breath in and out. The dragon relaxed. With another breath, the dragon calmed. And smiled. Then, one more deep breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of the beautiful oak standing tall once again in the forest. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.